to give this to work before Pesach, but we got into scheduling conflicts as usual. And in a way, it's good because that gave me more time on Pesach to consult with people, including Rav Brodsky. People know who he is. Nachum Bartovitzon. And I tried to call Rav Shurkin the other day, but I never get back because Harei Kedem has a lot of pieces. And I bumped into Rav Reichman on the way here, and he said, "Oh, this Rev gave hours and hours of shiur on this." So we're, I told him, I'm not sure exactly how even to start this off, because it's much involved and so many sugyas involved. But we'll focus on the famous things like we've been doing, and hopefully there's one or two chidushim I saw. Are people familiar with the sugyas and psachim in general? Okay, so first issue is this here. What exactly does Tishbisu mean? So right off the bat, you get into already a machloikus here. Unklus has it as tevatlun, means bittel. I mean, you are mevatel it in your mind. Or maybe you need a dibur, that's not so clear. It's talked about. So the definition of Tishbisu, according to Rashi, it means bittel belief. And so too the Ramban, who comes to defend Rashi against Tosfos, also holds like that. However, and the Gemara has a bit bittel ba'alma sagi. The question is what that means. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says no, it can't mean bittel. You have various problems with this. One of the problems is that the Zman Isra of Chametz is after Chatzais, and at that time, that's not that won't work because it's Asr already Behana. You can't be Mevatel something that's Asr Behana. So therefore, he means no. What we mean is Bebitel Bamasagi. Beforehand, the mitzvah is, it just means to make it hefker. So it's a way of circumventing the Isser. It's not, you're not mekayim anything. There's no room for kiyum at that time, because it's, we have a Gemara in the Fei says, achilek. There's an achilek, it means that Tashbisu only, question is what that means, we'll see what that means. But Pashtus means that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only from Chatzos onwards. Just taking that Gemara literally, there's, you would think nothing goes on beforehand. Beforehand is the regular day, nothing goes on. And from Chatzos onwards, that's when that begins. So there can't be a kiyum mitzvah of bittel, Tosfos argues, after Chatzos, because it's no longer in your rishus to be mevatelet. So therefore he holds it's hefker. And you do the hefker before Chatzos, and by that way, it's not in your rishus. Once Chatzos comes in, then you. But there's no kiyum mitzvah per se. Okay, so that's a very important machlokes between them. And according to Rashi, you would have to say there is some kind of a kiyum mitzvah before Zman Isuro, before Chatzos. Question is why? We said achilek. Achilek means nothing before. So just as I achilek may mean achilek in this way, as the Rav said, achilek means in the sense that before Chatzos there's a kiyum essay, after Chatzos is an iser essay of Tishbisu. We'll see about that. But before we get to that, the Ksos points out that Rashi and Tosfos are l'shitasam. How so? The famous Ksois Reisha in Gimel, he holds, the question is, what is Hefker? Is Hefker a Hakna Midas, or it's a, no, you made something Hefker, it's a, some kind of a Chalos of a Rishus Hefker. There's also a famous Rambam that says Hefker is Mitam Neder, and there's a huge literature about that. I mean, I can't, there's the famous Rav Shimon. The question is, what did the Rambam mean? At Hefker is mitam neder. So first of all, before we get to that, there's a famous machlokes on Nedarim Mem Gimel, between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Famous machlekes is if some is hefker kematana or not. What's the nafkamina? Well, hichos nadarim, the nafkamina is if someone is a mudar hana from someone else and he's mafkir his, he says this is hefker. Can that person who's mudar hana be zocha from the hefker? So chachamim say yes, absolutely, no problem. It's hefker. It doesn't only, he's not deriving any benefit from him. It's a rav hefker. It's a rishus hefker. Whatever it is, right? And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, there's some kind of a hakna going on. There's a das makne, and therefore he's being zocha from the person he's asked to get hana from. Okay, so So he says that Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, there's a case there. Mirtz Hashem will learn Bava Metzia next year. Let's say a person throws an object through a house, and it's sofa lanuach. It's not sofa lanuach. I forget. It goes through the house. Oh, you say sofa lanuach. Well, that's not what important. The more important thing is the question is: was the person in the house and zocha in the object, assuming sofa lanuach? So Rashi there garsons that he threw the object and he was afgerei. And we're trying to prove Das Acharis Makna there, that Das Acharis Makna works or not. That's what Gemara is trying to prove there. You look up the case there. Gemara is trying to prove this case, whether he was openly, whether Das Acharis Makna worked or it didn't work. Gemara is trying to prove if Sofala Nuach Kemunach Dami or not. You see clearly, and Tosis takes out that Gersa. Takes out Afgarei. Doesn't make sense. Think Afgarei, how are you going to try to prove Dasachar's Makna through Afgarei? The two don't match. So the Ksal says, they're Lishitasim. That's why Rashi couldn't say that Bittol here worked Mitam Hefger. Because if you do Mitam Hefger, you didn't accomplish anything. It's still in your Rishus. So how are you going to circumvent your Issur Bal Yarah Bal Yamatze come Chatzais? It's still my rishus. It's das charis makna doesn't mean it exited my rishus. It means when someone picks it up, he has the right to be zocha. I makna it to him, but it never exited my rishus. So therefore, Rashi couldn't have said hefker. He had to say that bittul works on its own. It's a bittul belave. We find bittul also in avodah zara context. Someone's mevatel avodah zara doesn't mean hefker there. Even another goy. Another goy off the street. If one goy is a Buddhist and another goy is worshiping another avodah zara, he could be mevatel this avodah zara. It doesn't mean he's a mafkir. He doesn't even own it. He could still be mevatel it. Okay, by chametz you have to own it. It's clear. Clear you have to own it. If you didn't have to own it, you could be mevatel after chatzos, right? So clearly the Ritva says even according to Rashi, the bittul here is bebailin. So there's some kind of the bittul, and I know Rosenzweig speak about this a lot. The question is, what is the Isser Chametz in general on Pesach? Is it an Isser? It's an Isser Zman, right? It doesn't last forever. At least according to Chachamim, it doesn't last forever. So it's an Isser Zman. It seems more to be a relationship between you and your Chametz, right? If you put it in another Rishos, so you're not over by your Alba Yamatze, at least the possession wise. You have to. There's some kind of an Isser Zman. It's like an Isser Gavra. It's an Isser Gavra. It's a relationship between you and your chametz. And the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Ches goes so far as, at least in Ahava Mina, there's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov there who says that contra Rabbi Yehuda. Well, I'll get to him soon. Contra Rabbi Yehuda, if you you can even eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach. It's a wild, I mean, Gemara rejects it right away there, but anyways, it highlights the point that it might be my chametz that's the problem, not someone else's chametz. Okay, but anyway, Gemara rejects that, but it might still remain. Okay, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz all over the world is aser forever. Chametz shavalov pesach after Rabbi Yehuda there's a pasuk for it, lo sochal. He has three different psukim. And so it more seems to be like a Nisr Chafza, right? It's more of the Chafetz is always Aser, becomes Aser, that's a Nisr Chafza. And according to Chachamim, it more seems to be Anisr Gavra. Now, the question, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, we're kind of forced to say that Tashbisu Mitzad Bittel of the Kiyum Esse is before Chatzos. So what does Achilek mean? What does that mean? So we'll go from here I think the best way to proceed is with this. Let me just mention one more point, because it's going to be important later. The famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta, the first one, is why do we do Bedika? We do Bedika because you're afraid. Rashi says you're afraid you're going to be over by your alba yimatze. And Tosfos says no, it's not. It's nothing to do with that. Bar Yarbal Yamatze, you just everyone call a bodek sarch sheyevatel. Every call a bodek sheyevatel, so you're never going to be over Bar Yarbal Yamatze, at least not on a deraisa level. So some say, yeah, Rashi meant Rabbanon. Okay, all right. We're going to have to answer that question, and we will, a mutation, try to answer that question. So Tosfos says, no, it's just they did it because if you might find chametz around, you might come to eat it. Shema yolchol chametz. That's Tosfos' idea of the bedika. But it wasn't because of Bar Rabbi Yamatze, because kol abadik tzach sheyvatol, and everything would work out nicely. And we're not getting into the issue of whether bittel works for chametz yadua. Okay, that's... there's no evidence Rashi would say it doesn't, although in the Rambam, this is another whole Torah based on an old Gerson, the Kesef Mishnah, whether it works for Chametz Yadua, and Rav Shurkin has a piece on this from the Rav. Anyone interested, Ayin Sham. Okay, so with that in mind, let's see a famous Rav Chaim here. Okay, famous Rav Chaim, where he asks a few questions on the Rambam. First of all, there's a Gemara in Daf Tzadi Hei that says that Chametz bePesach, let's say you're over by Yerba Yematzei, so you're not Loke. Why not? So the Gemara there says, because it's a Lavanitek LaEsei. But the Rambam, lo and behold, says, because it's a Lav Shein B'Masa. That's question number one. Why did the Rambam diverge from the Gemara? Why didn't he give that reason? That's question number one. He only has, and the second question is a little more involved. Based on that famous Gemara at the end of Temura, there's a Gemara there that says, if something is mitzvasa b'sreifa, then you're allowed to have hana from the Afer. Okay, let's just go with this simple meaning, that a simple understanding there according to Tosfos, although the Gemara there has different approaches, is that it's nasis mitzvaso. It's nasis mitzvaso. You have a chiyuv to burn, let's say, arla. You're allowed to burn arla. You're allowed to be nana with the klipe, with the afar, afer of the arla, I should say. The afer of the arla. But apparently the tour there says, Rabbi Kivegra asks this kasha, that Afer Chametz, is, according to Rabbanan, is Aser, like the Nigbarim. There's a bunch of Nigbarim there. The reason is because it's not Nasais Mitzvah, so you just burn it so that there's no mitzvah to burn them. It's you just those different items there. And therefore, we're afraid even if you burn them, it's afarin will be aser because it's not nasi, it's mitzvaso. And chametz the Torah includes there. So Rabbi Kivegar asks, why is that true? We know again to this famous Gemara, this machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz ella sreifa." It's only sreifa, according to Rabbanan. Bir chametz is hashbasasa b'chol davar. Af some garson af 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 mefar bezar la ruach, but not dafka sreifa. Anything you do is sufficient there. And then there's the Gemara in on Daf Yud Beis tries to qualify this machlokes. When is this machlokes? It's before Zman Isuro or after Zman Isuro? According to Rashi, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is lifnei Zman Isuro. Lo and behold, there's nothing. What's going on then? It's not Asur, as Taisa says on Daf Yud Beis, argues on Rashi. There's no Isur to have Hanah from Chametz at that time. So why would there be a machlokes at that time what to do? And in reality, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be difficult to understand in any event, because we're soon going to say that current Rabbi Yehuda, who holds you can only do sreifa, there is a din, at least according, it's a din in the Chavtza. It's a din and you have to burn the Chavtza per se. According to Rabbanan, it seems, at least according to Rashi, that the main goal is just to be mushbas michametz. It's a passive essay. It's a shevel tasa. It's when chatzos rolls around, you be in a state of be chametz free at that state. It's not really a... if you don't own any chametz, you're also yotze. If a lightning bolt comes and destroys all your chametz beforehand, you're also yotze. You don't have to, quote unquote, purchase any chametz to be yotze. You just have to be in that state. And the Mincha Sinach Smashma is a kiyum essay to be in that state before. So it's result oriented. It's not action oriented. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to burn. You have to burn. It sounds like it's action-oriented. You must do a maisa to burn it. Now, according to Tosfos, that all this happens achar chatzos, it's much easier to understand. Everything's much smoother, according... there are some problems with them, too. But Tosfos makes sound like Rashi is a bazundere shita, a strange shita. In reality, we'll see he's in good company. He's got the Ramban and the Rambam on his side, more or less. But Tosfos has this approach... that everything happens after Chatzos. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbanan is after Chatzos, and therefore according to both of them, it's a maisa. It's action oriented. You have to burn when the Isser comes about. You have to take action against that Isser. What action do you take? According to Rabbanan, you do a maisa hashpata b'kol davar to get rid of it. The mitzvah of Teshbisu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns from Nosar, you have to do Sreifa. Okay, but Rashi doesn't learn that. Then another problem with Tosfos will be, how do you let chametz around in your Rishus till you come to burn it? You can't burn it right away. You're going to burn it the minute after the seventh hour. You're going to start burning it. So Tosfos deals with this, the famous Tosfos of Kaftas, comes up with a big chiddush that amasha chinso al menas levaro, so somehow you're not over an iser at all. Now, why exactly that works is not so clear. Why that should work, there's shagas ari about it. I went through it, but I didn't get a clear thing there. That's. That's a problem. But anyway, we're going to mainly focus on Rashi. Rashi says before Zman Hashbasa So, and Rabbi Yehuda, remember, is learning from Nosar. Now that alone is, this is a very big problem. How he can learn Lifnei Zman Isuro, when I can still be munching my chametz, right? He's going to learn from Nosar, that Nosar is obviously a Chetzah de Isura, and he's learning that that's what you do with your chametz. You have to do a maisa sreifa, which seems to be a maisa of destruction of the chayfetz. When the chayfetz is not asur, I can still munch that chayfetz. So it's a problem. It's not so. There's an or sameach about it. Basically, the or sameach says it's like you're in a forced play. Like in baseball, you're like, what happens is your nosar you can't burn it while it's kaidish, so you have to wait till it becomes nosar. Then it has a psul. Then you burn it. Psul abakodish, right? You burn in the mikdash. Psul abakodish, you burn outside. Right, the psulo works the opposite way, like Rav Shechter always says. Psulo bakodesh, you burn outside, and psulo eno bakodesh, you burn inside. Whatever it is, but you have to wait until it reaches a psul. Here, what are you going to do? You're going to wait till it's bal yiral bal yamatzah. You can't do that because then you'll be over the yisr. So you'll. You have no choice. You have to burn it beforehand. So that's the mitzvah. But still, it's hard to understand. It's not still not a chetzah disura. How are you? So maybe you could learn. There's a famous machloikis. I don't know what Rashi holds here, but there's a machloikis whether chametz in the b'chol shana is also a chetzah disura or not. Okay. This comes Israel Chalomaisa, I think Rav Shechter. Right, exactly. Whether hetero bala legabe not bar not, if something is no tain tam bar no tain tam, whether chametz lifnei a pesach is considered not bar not a hetero bala or isura bala, maybe according to a lot of rishonim it is isura bala even before. So maybe at least. You understand, at least it has a shame isser on some level. Right now, of course, you can eat it. But let's assume when Pesach comes in, you'll still say Yisura Bala, even though that isser came about before Pesach. Okay, so when you learn Yerideya, those who haven't, whatever, you'll keep this in mind, that you'll have this idea. That I believe the Mishnah Berurah went out and was Machmir, even not bar not bar not, in some cases, and was machmir more than people were machmir before, and Rav Shechter always talks about this. Erev Pesach, I think you have to get a brand new keili to kasher your pots. You can't use an old chametz sticka one that's eino ben yom or something. The Mishnah Berurah was machmir on that because of this problem. Was this? Doesn't he say you have to? The Mishnah Berurah says you have to use a new pot. On Pesach. What I thought of is at least it has some kind of an ister chamit, so at least you could somehow say nosar might apply to it, at least on a theoretical level. All right, so that's the problem. So again, we're going to Rav Chaim here. So Rav Chaim comes up with this yesod that's kind of like, I don't think Rav Chaim and Minchas Chinuch were necessarily had correspondence, but the basic idea is that according to, again, Rav Chaim's not relating directly to Rashi and Taisus, and Minchas Chinuch is. But the idea basically is that according to Rashi, especially within Rabbanan, Hashbasasu v'chol davar, the main thing is to be rid of your chametz when Chatzos comes along. That's when you get rid of it. You should be in a chametz-free state. The Minchas Chinuch seems as mashma that it might just be begetter a hechsher mitzvah even. It's not a, there's no maisa mitzvah involved in it, right? If a bolt of lightning came down and struck it, it'd also be good. It's result-oriented. It doesn't have to do with your action. The main thing is you should be in that state. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Tosfos, it's you have to be bekumasei. It's a mitzvah bekumasei, and therefore, since the Rambam paskins like Rabbanan, the Shvasasu b'chol davar, so you don't say that it's nitak la'esei if it's result oriented. It's only nitak la'esei when there's a tikkun ha'asei. You're doing an action to be metakein the lav. But here you're not doing an action. It's not, that's not the purpose of the essay. The purpose of the essay is to be in a chametz-free state. It's a result-oriented essay. It's not a, you're not really doing an action. Your action is not what's important here. What's important is that you're in a chametz-free, in a passive state. So you're not doing something passive. That's the essay. Therefore, it won't be metaken the essay because you're not actually doing the act. That's an important yesod again in Rav Chaim and the Menachos Chinuch, and again according to the Rabbanan Ashbasasa Bechol Davar. So the main thing is to reach according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara of Tzadihei that says it's nitak la'asei, it's good because you're doing an action, and by doing the action, that Gemara of Tzadihei is only a liba de Rabbi Yehuda. Because then the action is metakein the lav, but not according to the Rambam. It's not going to help you. And even if you go ahead and buy chametz on Pesach, according to Rambam, you'll get malchus. Okay, it's a famous Rambam. You'll get malchus. Why? You can destroy it. Because destroying it's not going to help you. It's only a result oriented essay. Your maisa is not important here. This Stipley takes a little different approach. He says even if you do a maisa, but the maisa is to, and Rav Zalman Meltzer also, the maisa is to reach that negative state. So he does add the maisa aspect in here, but it's not a maisa chiyuvi. He terms it a maisa shlili. A little different little touch of it, but. That's number one. And number two, it won't be Naseis Mitzvasan, because Naseis Mitzvasan, when we say Afaran Mutter, is only when you go ahead and do a Naseis Mitzvasan, means you do a Maisa in the Gufa Chavtza. The Chavtza is actually, and I did a Maisa in the Chavtza. But according, if you say Ashbasasa B'chol Davar, it's just a result-oriented thing. And like we said, we teach this off all with, it's an Isra Lisman, it's an Isra Gavra. The main thing is to destroy the Gavra's relationship with the Chametz, but not necessarily, and that's the result we're looking for. We're not looking for an act, but just a result. However it's attained. Okay, so based on this, the famous Menachos Chinuch here has like five nafkaminas based on this. We'll just go through them briefly. Obviously in the Bishulei HaMincha here, in front of me, which is an excellent sefer, got up to mitzvah 41, but I'll go through a few nafkaminas here. First of all is, whether if someone stole your mitzvah, it's a gemara in Chulin Pei Zayin, is he chayv to pay yud zehuvim? So, if it's result-oriented, the answer is no. Because if you destroyed the result's the same, whether a lightning bolt struck it or he did it, or he's no better than a lightning bolt. The result was attained by you, and that's good enough. Question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the other guy destroyed your chametz, and Chasuna says you have yud zehuvim. So some of the Achronim say, well, not so fast, because he was not mekayim the mitzvah, right? The other guy, he did it for you. It's your chametz. He did it for you. So then there's a chakira there by yud zehuvim. Is that a knas? Or is he paying you, what's he paying you yud zehuvim for? Because he stole your mitzvah, or because he got the schar and not you, and therefore he's kind of like, you feel bad, so he's paying you for the schar mitzvah. Right, so that should depend on that chakira there, which the Achrayim have. You take a look in the Masifta in the back there, they got a big arichus on this, on the Rif of the Rambam, whatever the case may be. So if it's a knas, he should pay. But if it's a schar, so if he didn't get the schar, he burnt your chametz, he's not getting schar for burning your chametz, at least not misum teshbisu. Legabi Yisrei Hana, we'll see. Yisrei Hana, that's a separate thing. That's just, if you see kilayim around, you burn it. Doesn't really mean you get a kima mitzvah for doing that, but okay. That's number one. Number two is, the Menachos Chinuch says, do you have to buy chametz in order to destroy it? Okay, this is a famous thing. He claims you do. Now, in the notes on the bottom say, even if you take the approach that it's an action-oriented mitzvah. We don't find, for instance, that to do kisui adam, you have to do shechita. Okay, everyone agrees kisui is an action-oriented mitzvah, but we don't find that that's true. So another thing with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Minchas Kenech. Fourth one seems to be okay. He says, Lavanita Kalase, like we said, should depend on this, which we said. Then he has whether mitzvah sirchas kavana. Okay, would to be yotze the mitzvah or not. Okay. And then he has also mitzvah baba aveira. Is it a mitzvah baba aveira? That already is not so clear. Well, if it's an essay that's like result-oriented, so the main thing is you did the result. I don't care how you, if you were a misasek or whatever, the main thing is you were in that state when you reached that state of chametz-free. You're a chametz-free person. That's you're a gavra who's chametz-free. We don't care how you arrived at that. That's what he says. Mitzvah b'aveira, so... that depends. If it's just a hechsher mitzvah, so okay, we don't find the mitzvah aveira on a hechsher mitzvah per se. But if there is some aspect of, like we said, a maisa involved to reach that state, so maybe even though it's just result oriented, but you reach the kiyum through a maisa aveira. I'm just saying there's room to clear there. It's not so simple. Don't think. The way Rav Chaim learns in the Rambam is that after Chatzos, there's at least, I know the Rav didn't want to say this, but at least doesn't seem so, but he seems to be there's only an Isser Essay after Chatzos. There's no more Kiyum. If you're burning the Chametz, it's a reaction to the fact you're in violation of Essay and Alos Asay Bal Yirai and an Essay of Tashbisu. According to Rashi, by the way, in the Rambam, Baal Uriah is from Chatzos on, not from the evening. According to many Rishonim, it's only from the evening. Okay, just as an aside, you should know that that occurs. If you read through Rav Shurkin, you'll see he uses that somehow. In the pieces there. Okay, so so good. So that's what we have regarding Rashi. Now, the thing that bothered me always is on Daf Yud Beis, like I said, Lifnei Zman Isuro, there's a Machlokes, again we said, I'm going to Rashi, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is Lifnei Zman Isuro. Whether Hashbasaso Bechol Davar, or ain bir chametz ala sreifa. Okay, so the question is, well, what happened to bittel? Where did bittel go? We just said Rashi says bittel here mekayim the mitzvah. So that just disappeared. Where'd that go? So after a long search, okay. So first of all, let's go into the Ramban. Okay, let's go into the Ramban that defends Rashi from Tosfos. Okay, so there's a couple of kashas here. First of all, Achi Lake. So the Ramban basically says exactly what we said. What Minchas Kenech said. I don't know if they saw it. The Chiddush Ramban, I think, only came out in 1933, and it's unlikely that they saw this. But where is it here? Here. Ella sheye mevur o mevuto bechatzos kama rachmana. There it's Mashiikshu Rabbeinu Sarfatim achilek betashbisu ena kushia v'chiamart nami tevaru hayech tzivalu v'erachar chatzos v'alo bishas biro kvar avar alav. So you're already over. So how could you be mevar lifnei chatzos? Meaning, if Tashbisu is bittel, no problem. Ela sheim evurim evutol bechatzos kamar rachmana. Like we said, The kiyum mitzvah is to make sure you enter, by the time chatzos rolls around, you're in a chametz-free environment. You're a chametz-free state. You don't own any chametz. So, okay, then the Ramban goes on to say something a little very interesting here. And, okay, then he brings Sifri, the pasuk in Re'ei, lo yere'e lecha se'or. And lo yere'e lecha se'or b'chol gvulecha is one pasuk, and of course Teshbisu is the other pasuk. So lo yere'e lecha means shachad eina tarav v'ore'ata shalacherim. So he says from here we'll learn bittul. From there we'll learn the concept of bittul. And then from Teshbisu we learn either Sreifa or Hashbasaso b'chol davar. Okay, so it's interesting that from the pasuk of Bal Yerel Bal Yematze, the lav, he learns bittul from lecha, right? Bato b'libcha, so it won't be in your rishus. So, okay, that's interesting in its own right. But then again, there's Gzera Shava and the Gemara between Bal Yerel and Teshbisu, so we can learn one from the other. But nonetheless, the way this sefer, I think it's Makor Chaim who brought this up. Makor Chaim brings this out, but they elaborate on this. He says there's two things. The bittul is what they call a chiyuv tashbisu. And hashbasasa b'chol davar, that's a mitzvah tashbisu. That's the mitzvah. Well, what does that mean? So one sefer said, you know what that means? That means like this. I'm just going to use an analogy based on the Gemara we learned in Yevamah Samech Beis. Let's say you have a ger who had a son and a daughter while he was a goy, and now he became a yid. So I don't want to get into how this works, but he does not. He's putter. He's. I don't want to say he was mekayim mitzvahs, because we'll soon see why not. But he's putter from. Right. But we pass on like Rabbi Eichmann on Daf Samach Beis that he no longer has to be Mekayim Pruervu. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he was already Mekayim the mitzvah, or he has a Ptur? Sort of like he has a Ptur from the mitzvah, so he doesn't have to be Mekayim at anymore. He doesn't have Mekayim, he has a Ptur. So it's a strange situation where he was Ptur before he was Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? He doesn't have Mekayim mitzvah because he got a Ptur. Okay, he got an exemption. So here too, it's an exemption. The exemption being that it's no longer in your rishus. You did bittul, but you didn't do the mitzvah. There was a chiv on you to get it out of your rishus. That's lecha v'lo shel lacherim. But it's not included in the teshbisu. The teshbisu is a mitzvah's teshbisu, where you do a mitzvah. Now, obviously, we might prefer the person does the mitzvah and not take the exemption. But if he takes the exemption, it's also good. So, all these gemaras, there's gemaras that saying a guy is on his way to be mal benoi, and he forgets that he left some chametz in his... So gemara says, look, if he can be mevatel, he should be mevatel. So there it's working with bittul. Why is it bittul? Well, what's he going to do? He's in the middle of the road, and he can't get back to do the mitzvah, right, of Hashbata, and he can't get anyone else to do it for him, because there are no cell phones in those days. So, Mimela, he does bittul b'leiv, and that's the way he exempts himself. So, alright, so he exempted himself, very good, and it goes on. But he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah of Teshbisu. Mitzvah is to actually do something. Now, that leads us to go a little differently than we said before, that according to Rashi, it would seem, according to this approach, that's why on Daf Yud Beis, it doesn't say bittul there. Because the argument of Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda is, what's the mitzvah? We're not looking for a ptur. It's true you can do a ptur, but their argument is, what is the mitzvah? What does Teshbisu mean? What's the mitzvah of Teshbisu? Not what's the ptur of Teshbisu. It's true you can get a ptur, but that's a chi of Teshbisu, that's a ptur to get out of the yisr. It's sort of like a loophole. But you're asking me, what is the mitzvah? What's the action I should do? The action I should do is either hashbasasa b'chal davar or sreifa. That's the mitzvah. So we have to, if that's true, there's a mitzvah involved. It may not be purely result-oriented, like we said before. There's a mitzvah involved. There's something you have to do that's preferable to the exemption of bittul, right? So that would lead one to assume that there is a ma'aseh mitzvah, like the Stipler said, something like I have to do a ma'aseh to reach a negative state, like Rav Issa Zalman said, and it's pretty clear from the Rambam like that. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah essay on Erev Pesach and to do bittul. Let's face it, doesn't talk about biur and hashbas also b'chol davar. You know, when he talks about that, he talks about that after chatzos. So it's different from Rashi in that regard. That comes after chatzos, maybe as a reaction to Bal Yerah Bo Yamatze or the Itzer Tashbisu or whatever it is. According to Rambam, the reason there's even an Isser Lo Sochlu Chametz right after chatzos. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda in that regard. A strange Rambam. The Ravid goes to town on that one. Right? Okay, so I just wanted to highlight this approach. And that might work out well in two other regards, and with that we'll finish with. There's two other regards. Number one, the Ran, who again follows in Rashi's footsteps. Again, just what is the mechanism of Bittul also is a little bit of a quandary here. One, some Rishonim have it as just having in mind that it's nothing, that's all that it takes. That's how it works. And then I think the Ramban has this originally, but then he kind of revamps it a little bit. He said, "No, we know shnei dvarim b'rishusa shel adam, harim b'rishusa shel adam, einam b'rishusa shel adam, v'asam akasuv kilu em b'rishusa." And Dafav, the Gemara says that's bor b'rishusa rabim, and chametz on Pesach. Why chametz on Pesach? Because it becomes aser bana. So something aser bana is einu shelo anyway. Okay, it's another topic all on its own. Okay, whether Isur Hena is Eino Shalo or just Eino Bishuso. But let's assume Rashi there, by the way, is very interesting. Rashi and Davav, it says, Shnei Dvarim Eino Bishuso Chametz BePesach. Rashi adds in the words Eino Shalo. All the Achronim point this out. Why does he add that in? He says, no, it's Isur Hena is Eino Shalo. That's Rashi trying to say. You know how Bittul works? Bittul works because it's Eino Shalo. So why should you be chayiv on Pesach? Bar Yabal Yamatze, but I don't own, it's Eino Shalo. Rashi says, no, you didn't do anything about it, so the Torah is going to give you a Kinyan Isser, that it's still Shalo, it's still a Kinyan Isser. It's a bot, you know what? If you do Bittul before, no problem. If you do Bittul before, then the regular laws of Yisrei Ena, Eino Shalo, will kick in, and you will not be associated with this Chametz, even as a Kinyan Isser. Nothing. So you'll be okay. So that's how to circumvent the Yisr. So let's go back to one of the kashas we had at the beginning. One of the kashas we had at the beginning is, Taisus asked on Rashi, how come you, Rashi, say Bedika is because of Bal Yerah Bal Yamatze? Everyone has to be Mevatel, the Chametz. So why should that be true? The answer is like this. What Rashi meant is that, this goes well with Rashi Lishitaso. Rashi meant to say is that it's true you could do Bittul, but we don't really want, you know, don't do Bittul right away. First of all, be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Go around, checking around, you know, snooping around, getting all your Chametz, whatever Chametz you know, you don't know, get all your Chametz, right? And burn it. Or do our bim of fazer v'sor lecheruach, do a ma'aseh hashbata in order to reach that pristine state of being chametz free when chatzos rolls around. And then, you know what? This is like Rav Schechter said in the shiur, I think he gave before Pesach. First of all, you wait for the rav to sell the chametz, right? And then you go burn the rest of the chametz and say bittul. Because you ain't going to say bittul when the Rav didn't sell the rest of your chametz yet, so what does that help you? You still got chametz in your rishus, which you don't intend to be mevatel. So first, wait till that hour the Rav, right? He said that, wait till the hour the Rav sells everything, and then you have a few cookies around, you throw that in, and you make bittul. So then bittul work, because that's really the last chametz you have in your rishus. So this is similar to that. First of all, do your mitzvah hashbata. your tashbitu, do your mitzvahs. And then after you're sure you don't have any chametz, you did all your mitzvahs, then do bittul, in case there's up to something in your rishus, somewhere you didn't see, you know. So, and then do the bittul. But the bittul is just like a loophole to give you a ptur. So that's a malach. And then just one more question we're going to answer with this is, there's a Ran. The Ran says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does bittul work? Okay, that's quite, Bnei Yeshua claims bittul will not work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it's an, according to Rabbi, it's an action-oriented thing. You have to do an action. It's in with a little bit sreifa. Again, according to Rashi, it's hard, difficult. Rashi, why lifnei zman isuro? It's only be sreifa, and you learn nosar, and it's you can still eat your chametz. Okay, we have to deal with that. The Rav deals with that somewhat also here. Somewhere along the Minchas Chinuch, they are some reasoning. But it's a little bit more involved here. But anyway, where was I leading with this? The Ran, right. So the Ran says, you know what? Bittul will work even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, well, wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bittul, that has nothing to do with the Chayfetz, per se. That has, like we explained, that's more a Gavra-oriented, I'm breaking my relationship with the Chametz. It has nothing to do with an action-oriented thing against with the thing. So, if you take the approach that maybe Bittul's Ka'afra Da'ara, this maybe has something to do with the Chavtzah, but if you take the Ran's approach himself, the Ran didn't say it works that way. The Ran says it works with the Eino Shalo idea. So how does that work? But look, with this teretz we can understand. Because it's a loophole, it's a ptur. It's just a ptur to get out of the whole thing, to get it out of your shit. It's not mine, it's not mine now, I don't have to burn it. But that's just a loophole. But really, you should be doing, you should be burning, and doing the mitzvah. So I think this is a very nice mahalach that I found in one of the svarim here, according to the Makor Chaim. Now, I just want to say one more thing. One of the problems with Rashi that they all talk about is that, according to Rashi, again, after Zman Isuro, Hashbesaso Bechol Davar. And apparently, Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, disappeared. Okay, now that's going to get into a little bit of a problem with what we saw in Tmura at the end, because Tmura, the Gemara says, seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda there. It says that chametz is minan nisrafin, and therefore afaran mutter, because it's minan nisrafin means it's nasis mitzvaso, it's mitzvaso visreifa, that fits in according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore afaran is mutter. The question is, wait a minute, according to Rashi, achar zman isuro, lekulei alma hashbesaso b'chol davar. So what happened with Rabbi Yehuda? Where did Rabbi Yehuda go? Rabbi Yehuda suddenly turned into a Isser Gavra guy after Chatzos. You know, he turned into a pumpkin or something. Where did he go? So the Pashtus answer is something no one saw. Okay, so Makar Chaim says, well, still in Isser Hana, even though it's no, it's still Midin Isser Hana, you have to burn it. Okay, Pashtus answer is someone no one saw, and that's Meiri, brought down many Sfarim, is that, and I think the Rav has this too, here in the Sefer, after Zman Isuro, you're up against Bal Yoral Bal Yematze. So your main, it's true, if you had Eitzim, like, if I had a piece of Chametz, and I had a bonfire right here, or I had Eitzim, and it wouldn't take me longer to winnow it into the wind, or create a bonfire, it would take me exactly the amount of time, or close to, then of course Rabbi Yehuda would say, go ahead and burn it. But once, after Chatzos, Bal Yoral Bal Yematze kick in, then you should get rid of the Yisr as soon as you can. So do winnowing, or pulverize it any way you can. Just get rid of it. I mean, don't wait to do the mitzvah. Again, we're not using Tysus's logic of almanas lahashos. That's a chiddush, and necessarily Rashi doesn't have to subscribe to that. Okay, so that's so that would answer why it's still min ha nisrafin, meaning if you did sreifa to it, it would be mina nisrafin. It would be a kiyum mitzvah mina nisrafin. But the main thing is to get rid of the isser. And achram, if you got rid of the isser, you could not have hana from it. But if you did end up burning it, you could. All right, we just touched the surface here at the Shem. I got too long.